there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is our 14-year anniversary show today. Yes, give it up. And we are in the Bahamas with some of, literally diving legends today. We have Neil Watson from Neil Watson Undersea Adventures. He has 4 world records. He's a good friend of the show. He was there in the beginning. And, Neil, I will let you kick off our birthday show, our 14-year anniversary show, on your thoughts of your first thoughts of Scuba Radio. What went through your mind? What happened?
Well, when you called me and told me what you was doing, I thought, you know, he sounds like such a nice guy. It's too bad he's going to fall through his butt.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, is that kind of support that propelled you through 14
years? Not a prayer
radio.
There's not a prayer this thing is going to fly. And then I found out that his first guest was Slate. And I figured, well, I'll tell you what. I'll make sure that this thing goes down. I'll be the next guy on. So now you survived. I don't know how, man. It's incredible.
You know what? It's incredible.
I thought I had the best gig in the world. I think you upstaged me, man. Just, you know, traveling all over the world, BSing, and traveling with beautiful women. I mean,
it's not a bad gig when we got 2 beautiful mermaids here at the Big Game Club in Bimini.
If I could figure some way to get rid of you, this show would be perfect, man. Just send the mermaids over.
This show would be perfect, as you said, right? I just want to clarify.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We do have Mermaid Tony and Mermaid Lacey. Lacey and Tony, how are you?
I am wonderful, and a very happy birthday to Scuba Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. They are wearing their party hats. The girls did their thing. Lacey, how late were you guys up last night making these things?
Pretty late. I think we were up all night.
Up all night, of course. Well, that's just part of the duties that the Scuba Radio mermaids have here in the Bahamas. So we are at Neil Watson's new Bimini Outpost Resort, or Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, and Neil Watson Undersea Adventures dive operation. We literally have just come off the boat. I think this may have been the fastest show I have ever put together in the history, the 14-year history of Scuba Radio, because literally, I think I'm still wet from diving.
Well, I tell you what, man, I've never seen you move that fast.
Yeah, well, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, we are in a celebratory mood today, for sure, because it is 14 years of our goofy little radio show. And to your right is a diving legend. You know, I mean, this show is really packed full with diving legends today, sure.
This is the best show ever, because I'm hanging with 2 of my best buds in the world, Peter and Slate, and it's Saturday early by later. There'll be stories to tell.
Yes. Well, Scuba Radio Happy Hour here in Bimini has just begun. And Neil Watson is here to kick it off. Captain Slate, Spencer Slate from Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo. Pass the mic over to the man.
Hey.
You know, Neil made the comment that Captain Slate was the first guest we ever had on Scuba Radio. That is the absolute truth. Even before we went on the air, I remember thumbing through Skin Diver magazine and seeing this guy feed fish with his face. And I figured if somebody's nutty enough to do that, surely he will be an entertaining interview. And Captain Slate has lived up to that to that hype time and time again. Here he is in Bimini, breaking away from his home base in Key Largo to join us for our anniversary. I really appreciate it, Captain Slate. It's good to see you again, my friend. Well, you know, the amazing fact is that not that your radio show did make it 14 years and started in at our store, but that Neil and I and Peter are still alive.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Especially Neil, but
yeah, well,
I'll take a barracuda in my face any day, but diving 437 feet on air now, no thank you.
Yes. Well, I don't know how this applies to you guys, but Tony was pointing out last night that we are 14 years old here at Scuba Radio now, which means we are just now breaking into puberty.
Ah, that's right.
Hairs are popping up in our nether regions. We don't know what this means.
Oh, please, but, spare me. I don't want to know.
I don't want to picture that.
I really don't.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just move on then. But my point was, I wonder if you three have even passed that threshold yet. Because I know how you can get sometimes. You're a pretty rowdy bunch.
Well, the fact is that we are alive, and that's pretty good.
And that's better. What else do you need?
And right? Fourth cohort that was supposed to be here is Derrick Cove. The same with him. I mean, playing with sharks, diving 437 feet. These two,
yeah,
and you feed barracudas out of your face. I mean, that's kind of amazing.
And you're still doing it today. What's up there, Neil? Pass that mic over there, Slate.
No, I was going to say none of us buy green bananas because we don't know if we're going to be around until they ripen. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's an honor to have you guys here. And what do you got there around your neck there, Captain Slate? You have some kind of
tag? We had a show in New Jersey last weekend.
Right, we were in Jersey.
Right, and Neil left his name tag on in my booth. So when I got here today, I put it on. Y'all thought I'd be somebody special on Bimini.
Yeah. They almost did.
I figured that wrong. We got a gun pulled on me at the airport in South Bimini. Two fist fights out here in the road, and about 12 behemoths coming up saying, "Dad, you finally came back."
Oh, yeah.
So I'm taking this name tag off. Don't ever wear a name tag that says Neil Watson on it in the Bahamas.
Oh, beautiful.
I would, if I saw a cop coming, it would come off immediately, no doubt about it.
Oh, well, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, I've heard enough stories in the 14 years I've known Neil. I can only imagine some that might just pop out on the show today when you have these three diving legends. Pass the mic over to Peter Hughes. Peter Hughes, diving, he's been doing this for years and years, liveaboards and everything. I mean, and you guys are like the three amigos here. It would have been the four musketeers, but Stuart couldn't come over, I guess, from Nassau today. So
we don't know what happened to Stuart making up the fearsome foursome, but
yeah,
first things first, Greg, and that is to say a happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
To Scuba Radio, and congratulations for 14 years of yeah, man.
Yes.
Way to go, Greg. Way to
thank
go,
you, thank you, thank you. Couldn't have done it without support from folks like you. Because you guys, I mean, you know, when I look back and where we started the show, I mean, I'm just some schlub diver. I don't know anybody. And I see all these guys. I read about them in Skin Diver Magazine and all these things they've accomplished in their lives. Neil has four world records. Peter, God knows how many records you have. Probably some that aren't in the record books, but I'm guessing there's a few. Oh, there's a number. Okay, I don't know if that's a record. Okay, that is kind of a record, I guess. But I mean, I was so humbled when I met all these people, and they became good friends to myself and to the show, and were just very giving of their time and their experience. That was just the camaraderie we share with diving, is it not, Peter?
It certainly is, Greg, and to be here today is a real burden as we sit at the Bimini Big Game Club surrounded by beautiful women, good friends, Bloody Marys and rum punches.
Yes.
The sky is blue. There's not a cloud up there. The wind is blowing out of the south, keeping whatever bugs might be here up in the mountains. Do we have mountains in Bimini?
I don't think so. But no
up
bugs
in the
today.
Bush. Up in the bush. The water's clear and the winter chills are gone. What more could a guy ask for?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, you're kicking back in paradise. It's not a bad place to be for sure. Now, are you guys prepared to tell some of those secrets, some of those special stories that when you three get together, which is very rare. I know you're very good friends, but very seldom are you able to bring your little troop together and maybe have a cocktail or two or share a fish tail or two. Does that happen very often, Peter, or is this a rare situation we've set up here today on our anniversary show?
Well, it's indeed a rare thing that you set up, Greg, and I think the three of us greatly appreciate that because of you we're all here, so we're going to make the best of it.
Yes.
So I guess once we've had a couple of clicks, then the stories might start flowing. That's when they get juicier and better as we go along.
All right, a round of click for everybody.
Yahoo!
It's on me. Yes, a click, a clock, Bahamian beer. And I can't take credit for this. Neil, come on. Now, you are the man. It was just two, 3 weeks ago. You called me up and said, Greg, what are you doing here for your anniversary show? You want to do something special? Let's come back over here, right?
Absolutely, and that's before I even knew that I was going to have my amigos over here with me.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, that was at the show we put this together at the last
that's
week.
That's right, Beneath the Sea. Literally, this legendary troupe came together last week in New Jersey, and they said, what, you're going over? Well, I'll go over. Okay, well, if I go over, too.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, magic
Captain
happens.
Captain Gomez brings his rocket ship boat over.
That's right.
Yeah.
And is it Gomez right now or Julio?
My buddy. My buddy Mark Grant brought his little dinky toy boat.
Little dinky thing.
Yeah, beautiful yacht. It was an incredible ride over.
Yes, and we're going to talk to Mark here in just a bit because we're going to talk about some diving and a little bit of boating. Because obviously you got a huge marina here at the Big Game Club. That's really what this place is known for as far as in the boating world of things. But diving-wise, oh, my God. Bimini, that's where we started our show. This was our first step into the Bahamas was right here in Bimini. And now we find ourselves 14 years later right back. We've come full circle.
Back to the future.
That's right. And it's just beginning. We got much, much more to cover here on the 14-year anniversary show of Scuba Radio. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Yes, welcome back to the World First Radio Show devoted to diving. It is our 14 years on the air birthday today, and we're celebrating accordingly. We have two mermaids, Lacey and Mermaid Tony, are here. Tony, how you holding up?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I see you're wearing your mermaid birthday suit, at least scuba radio tattoos and bling and the whole thing.
I'm scuba radioed out.
Yes, definitely. She has the party hat. We got to get pictures of the website up on the website of this stuff. This is quite a little event we have going on here today, don't you think?
I think it's a pretty nice place to be for your birthday or it's scuba radio's birthday.
Oh, it's not as good as here at the studio in the closet, Tony.
Hi, Bill. How's it going in the studio in the closet?
It's really nice here.
It's really. Wow. Is he still in the closet or is he out yet?
I think he's working his way out.
I think he ought to stay in. Bill.
I'm coming out.
Oh, jeez.
I want the world to know. It's sad drinking by yourself on your birthday.
Yes, well, Bill, you know, you're here in the Bahamas in Bimini in spirit. And I do want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much, and glad I'm not you.
Thanks.
Okay. Bill, the producer, it never changes. 14 years. And, he, you know, he can annoy everybody with the best of them.
Incredible.
It's an impressive thing that Bill has put up with us for 14 years. Neil Watson is with us. He is the man who's responsible for hosting this little adventure or having us over here in Bimini at the Big Game Club, the newly renovated Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. It's BiminiBigGame.com. Is that right? Or something like that. Right?
BigGameClubBimini.com.
BigGameClubBimini.com. Go there, check it out on the web, and come here.
And soon we'll be BiminiDive.com, I think, will be the dive site for Neil Watson's Dive Bimini.
There you go. All right. I mean, you know, this is literally, the paint's still drying here at this place, but it's all complete. Amazing facility for boaters. Unbelievable. Operation for dive folks. If you want to come over here and do some diving off that boat we were on today, what's the name of the boat again that you put?
Bimini Blue.
The Bimini Blue,
60 foot double deck, his and her bathrooms, glass bottom, bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot water showers.
When the diving is done, if you want to pop open a Kalik or something, they could probably hook
you up. Who came up with that rule?
Thing. Oh, well, okay. Maybe it's different here in the Bahamas. Yeah, there's safety.
Obviously, you've never been on one of Peter Hughes' boat.
Well, you know, they abide by a different type of, rule system here in the Bahamas. But it's all good. It is safe. It really is an amazing facility. And the dive boat really is second to none. You really just, you guys pulled out all the stops on
this. I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, this the Big Game Club in the heyday when Bacardi owned it. I mean, this was the place, you know, in the Bahamas. And went through some bad times and was actually closed for almost 2 years when we came in and redid it. And it's just so, so refreshing to see life back into the club and kind of bringing it back to the heyday of what it used to be.
Yeah,
and
I mean, this literally was. In the first, I would say, 5 years of doing Scuba Radio, was our first visit to the Bahamas was coming to Bimini. Yeah. And then we came back here, I would say, probably once a quarter at least, to do a show, to do a little diving. I mean, a 17-minute flight from Fort Lauderdale, it doesn't get any easier. Right. And you literally are in paradise. I was standing on the top of the Bimini Blue coming back in from our dive today and looking at it out at the horizon. The water was just unbelievable color, crystal clear. You can fly literally clear across the planet
right.
to try to find something even remotely close to what you have right here in our backyard if you're in Florida.
You know, everybody was saying that on the boat, that they've never seen water this clear. I mean, yeah. It is spectacular. Well, I mean, we have the Gulf Stream less than a mile offshore,
right.
You know, and every time there's a tide change, it's like a pool vacuum, you know, cleaning it.
Yeah. So you got exceptional visibility. You got your friend George Montero here shooting some video, high-def red camera, super. This thing like sees through clothes and stuff or something, doesn't
it? Yeah,
Don't tell the mermaids that.
He's got a lens on there that puts hair on Slate and me.
Really?
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's an impressive operation.
You, like 30-plus years back when I was operating out of Brown's Hotel, which was a questionable little property, but I had no competition. I was the man, and the Big Game Club was the fanciest place you could come to.
Right.
And suddenly, I discover that they're building a dive shop here, and I'm thinking, this ain't going to happen. I don't know who thinks they're coming in here and operating against Neil Watson. Ain't going to happen.
No,
some company called Teach Tours.
Yeah.
And some little snot-nosed punk named Peter Hughes.
Really?
Was going to put a dive shop. I mean, they were building the shop.
Right.
And thank God. I don't know what happened, Peter, but you never. And he thought I was a Bahamian.
Oh, okay. Wait. This is Walt D. Martini.
That's right. Didn't have the airline connection. What happened, Peter?
Peter, fill in the gaps here.
The gaps were that dive shop was owned by a guy from Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Right.
A gentleman called Ray Morrow, and I was involved with him down in Bonaire in those days, and he was expanding at a rapid rate, and he decided to open up in Bimini and gave me that job to come up here and compete with Neil Watson.
So what did it end in, like a cabbage wrestling match type of thing, or standoff, or what? How did that pan out?
Well, it ended because it never happened.
Okay.
My friend, Mr. Morrow, expanded so fast he went bankrupt. I was able to acquire his assets down in Bonaire at a public auction, so Neil and I never had to compete, and we've been good buddies ever since, I guess.
Was that your first experience with Peter Hughes, and you basically, you know, you're not going to open up and work against me?
Well, he thought I was Bahamian to start with, and I was just figuring, you know, whether to tow his boat out and sink it or just sink it at the dock, you know. I figured I might make a wreck out of it, but fortunately... It never materialized. So, and the bad thing is, I really did not want this guy as a competitor because my operation totally sucked and his was first class, you know. And I knew I'd have to, you know, I'd have to start carrying people's tanks instead of making them do it themselves. All
now,
kind of stuff.
Now, if that story doesn't make you want to dive with Neil Watson, what would? Right? I think he's upgraded his service here in the recent years. But we got more coming up from Bimini next. Stay close. It's our 14-year anniversary show. Welcome back to the 14-year anniversary edition of Scuba Radio Live from the Bimini Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. I'm here with Neil Watson, and we got a lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of people are stopping by for the show, and we're going to try to get on as many as we can. And, Neil, I know you have a good friend with you right there. Who do we have here exactly?
My buddy Joe Farrell. You know, most
all
people...
right, well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. We got to do a Dan Tip. Joe Farrell's his name. He's coming up right after the Dan Tip next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 129. If life gives you lemon sharks...
Welcome, brother Sharkbait.
Sharkbait, ooh-ha-ha.
You just might make your own lemonade. What the hell does that mean? Who writes this crap? Gina? Get my agent on the phone. Hello, Saul. These clowns from Scuba Radio are trying to make me look like a fool. They what? I do. How much? Okay. Well, have a good weekend, Saul. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Drugs, actually.
Are you looking for some?
No, but I thought it might be a good idea to talk about diving while on medication. As the diving population matures, more and more of us are having to integrate health issues, like taking medications, into our lives, and so we at Dan are getting more and more questions about it every year.
What kind of medications are we talking about?
Well, they're all different kinds. Certainly more than we can discuss in the parameters of a safety tip, but there are a few things that you should keep in mind no matter what medications you're taking.
Like what?
Like, it's important to remember that the first thing to consider is not necessarily the medication itself, but the why you're taking it. Do you have a medical condition whose symptoms might preclude you from safe diving? If so, that needs to be the first point of discussion, not just how the medication might interact with pressure and depth.
And if your condition can be managed with medication?
Know that medication inside and out. Most medications have side effects of varying severity, but if any side effect has the potential to affect dive safety, a diver needs not only to be aware of it, but be ready to adapt to it.
Give us an example.
Okay. There are some drugs out there whose side effects mirror signs and symptoms of decompression sickness, such as fatigue, dizziness, nausea, numbness, and tingling. So a diver is going to have to be extra aware to have some idea of whether the symptoms are present because of the medication or the dive. Take an extra minute both before and after a dive to make a note of exactly how you feel.
Isn't it true that some medications are affected by the pressure at depth?
Yes, and when they do, it can create an effect like nitrogen narcosis, which, as we know, reduces a diver's judgment and the ability to make sound decisions.
Are there any others?
Sure. Some medications affect electrolytes and fluid levels, which can directly affect a diver's hydration. Some have muscle weakness as a side effect.
This is starting to sound like one of those medication commercials. You know, the ones that list so many potential problems, you wonder if it's even worth trying to cure the disease in the first place.
I know. It can really seem daunting. But the bottom line is that the medication is intended to help. But since each also comes with a particular set of considerations, it's important to know your medication well so you know what's expected and what's not.
So how can a diver safely integrate medication into his diving?
First and foremost, get your doctor involved. Have open and honest discussions with him or her on what kinds of diving you'll be doing and discuss what possible reactions there might be with your medication. Be sure to have follow-up discussions as well. Let your doctor know how your dive went, how you're feeling, and anything that you experienced. The more information your doctor has, the better.
What if your doctor's not familiar with how diving might affect medication?
Give Dan's medical information line a call. Our medics have lots of information on common medications amongst divers, and if they don't have all the answers, they'll find you a medical professional in your area that will be familiar with diving.
Can the doctor call directly?
Absolutely. We're a resource for medical professionals, just like we are for divers.
Besides getting your doctor involved, is there anything else a medicated diver can do to increase safety?
We recommend taking the medication for a while and definitely well in advance of any diving you plan to do. You need to give yourself time to let your body adjust to the medication. And if you experience any side effects, you want that to happen on land, not underwater. Starting a medication well before your dive also gives you the chance to establish a baseline of how you feel on that med at the surface before you start adding in depth and pressure factors.
And when you do start diving?
Take it slow, really slow. Start with conservative dive profiles and make sure you're diving with a buddy that knows you're diving on medication so they can keep an eye out for any side effects that might impair your safety. Stay aware of how you're feeling and record everything after a dive.
Now, what about divers who aren't on medication every day, but may use them as part of their diving?
You mean like anti-nausea medications or decongestants?
Yeah, not that divers actually do that.
Yeah, just like they don't have a beer after a dive either.
Who does that?
Certainly no one I know. But if a diver does opt to take an over-the-counter medication, say to combat seasickness or relieve congestion, the general rules do not change. Make sure you've got a medical professional guiding you. Be aware of the risks, including the fact that medications can wear off underwater, and start taking the medication well ahead of the dive.
So you don't recommend self-medicating on the fly?
Never. When you're diving on medication, caution is the word of the day. Modern medicine is offering so many people opportunities they wouldn't otherwise have had, even a few years ago. But in terms of how some of the medications interact with diving, it's still fairly uncharted territory. So definitely exercise some caution and stay on the conservative side.
Medicine is meant to help keep us going, but it's important to remember that it's something we need to get to know. If you're a diver taking medication, play it smart. Talk to your doctor, establish a surface baseline, and take it easy as you work your way back into the water. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here in Bimini celebrating the 14-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. I'm with Neil Watson. And Neil's listening to that Dan tip, and he's like, medication? What comment did you make?
Well, it was like depressing. Talking about everybody's getting old, they're on medications, and, you know, holy crap.
You do what you got to do, though.
I was all right there.
Yeah, we got to remember we don't have any delay going here today, gang. And I have three of the most colorful people in the dive industry. Two of them I'm looking at right now, Captain Slade and Neil. Anything could happen. And let me just say in advance, I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll get that off the table. Now you have a friend with you from back in the day.
Most people spend their lives keeping their boats floating.
Yeah.
This guy makes his living sinking them.
Okay.
You know, the Ariskiddy, the biggest, I guess, our biggest artificial in the world.
Yeah.
And the Spiegel Grove, Spiegel Grove, the one that Slate put down upside down.
Is that how that went?
I'm just kidding, Slate. Anyhow, Joe lives over, or has a home here on South Bimini, has lived here forever, and a great friend of the community. And he sunk a couple of wrecks out here and working on a few more. Talk to us.
Yeah, Joe, I want to make sure we give you props. What's your last name, Joe?
It's Joe Farrell.
Joe Farrell. Okay, right. So you've done these wrecks, and I hear that you're getting ready to do something here in the Bahamas. Is that right?
Yeah, we've sunk a few over the years over here. Our core business is really saving ships, oil tankers, and that. But the fun part is once in a while we get something to deal with that we like to sink.
Right.
For
reefs.
And we found the benefit of those. By mistake, I lost one of my own barges about 18 years ago and a 350-foot barge. And after that, I realized the benefit of artificial reefs after diving on it.
So did that happen? And then you kind of did one of these things like, well, I meant to do that.
No, I did not. Okay. It was basically put me in a rowboat there for a while. We're back on our feet. But we were real excited to see Neil and his back home here where he belongs. And Guy Harvey and the team here. It's really great because the Bimini's been kind of like lagging along. And now with these guys coming on board and with the environmental aspect and what we're doing. So I've kind of, you know what, this is home for me for the last 30-odd years.
Yeah.
So I've decided, let me do what I can. So we sank a vessel the other day. An old LCM-8 that was a dredge. We cleaned it up. It was sunk for about 15 years. Kind of just took it on, me and a couple of local boys. Let's get it offshore. So it's a nice little dive site. I dived with it last week. There's plenty of lobster on it. She's out front, nice. About 45 feet of water.
Now that's the beautiful thing about the Bahamas. We try to do this stuff in the States, and it takes literally years. I think, the Spiegel Grove was 8 years?
11
planning.
8 for the Spiegel.
8 for the Spiegel.
1 in Key West.
Okay, for the Vandenberg. The Vandenberg was 11 years. Unbelievable amount of money, and you know they have to go through the hoops and all that kind of stuff, but here in the Bahamas it just seems a little bit more streamlined because you know what you're doing and can just, I don't know, can you cut through the red tape here a little bit better?
You're actually totally on the mark. We see the need for more wrecks over here, and they're very wise. They learn from other people's mistakes, the Bahamas do, and they're realizing the benefit of getting tied up in bureaucracy or the downside of it.
So yes.
It's too much work. Well, there's a lot of reasons to say no to anything, especially when you're in government or in politics.
Right.
You know, you're talking about cost. You know, it's incredible. The aircraft carrier cost $20 million. We got paid to clean that thing up. It was a two-year job at 200 men. And that was just to a certain point we took it. So to make sure that we didn't overstep our bounds in Bimini, I've asked, and we had the Port Authority, Commander McNeil, Patrick McNeil, come over. And
all right, well, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more from Bimini. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yes, 14-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. Today we are celebrating in Bimini. With my good friend Neil Watson, and all kinds of diving celebrities, Peter Hughes, Spencer Slate, and your buddy Joe Farrell right now is who we're talking to, Neil. And Joe, so let's talk about the wrecks you've sank in the States, the Oriskany, the Spiegel Grove, the Vandenberg. You're all involved in those, and this is your base of operations, and you're getting ready to, you've already done a wreck here in Bimini. You don't have the red tape is what you were saying, right?
Right, and for the record to be clear, we're not involved with the Vandenberg.
Okay.
Yeah. We've done a number of them. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they learned
from you. All
throughout
the Caribbean as well.
Exactly.
So, but bottom line is, we some years ago, I sank one out here, an LSM, a landing ship medium, 230-foot. We've recently, last month, I guess it was, we sunk an LCM-8 right out front, 45-foot of water.
Nice.
And like I said, we brought the government on board. So we're getting the community. It's just not like cowboys and pirates other than with Neil here.
Yeah.
They're on board. Actually, they flew in from Nassau and kind of gave it their blessing once we showed them how we're going to clean them and all that. So we've got some other ones. We're calling it the Galilee Project of Bimini.
Yeah.
We've got a tug that we're planning to clean up. One of my old ships is here. We're going to clean that up and sink that, and the government's approved that. And we'll put that where Neil was recommending out there, out front there. So that'll be a nice, have a number of vessels out there. So that's about it, the Bimini Galilee Project.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's tons of things to see as far as like the two reefs we did today off the coast here of Bimini. But throwing a wreck in there, here and there, it's just going to make the underwater attractions even that much more appealing. Now, Captain Walt DeMartini came over on his new mermaid boat, by the way, the Dry Martini 2. We're going to talk about that here in just a bit. But he had mentioned that, what do you manage, some kind of fire school or something? How to start fires? That's not it, is it?
Well, shipboard firefighting. I'm the name responder for about half the oil tankers that come into America. If they're on fire, sinking, or aground, we'll probably be called, be it Hawaii, Guam.
And that's to put the fire out, or
so
let them
build
burn
a fire
so you can
school. No. They'll never stop burning those things.
Yeah, I bet.
So because of that, to have a strike team, I built the fire school a good 14, 15 years ago in Port Everglades. So I built a whole ship on land. Cap was on board. He went through our school. It's quite a serious school. We've done about 17,000 professional mariners.
Wow.
So you go in there. Anyone who has holds a captain's license over 500 tons will have to go to a school like that. So we kind of cater to that. But it gives me a firefighting strike team for oil tankers anywhere, actually, in the world. So
all
my
right.
instructor
so,
base.
So really, you don't do much of anything here in the Bahamas.
I just chill out. Made a nice osprey perch the other day. Got three ospreys hanging out in it.
You know? Wow. Okay. All right. Well, there you see. You just never know who you're going to run into here in the Bahamas. Well, thank you so much for stopping by our little anniversary show.
Really congratulations.
Help yourself
thank you,
to
Greg.
The booze. It's on Neil.
Thanks,
all right, Neil. Now, you got your buddy Mark here, who you cruised over on this really nice boat. Are we allowed to say the name of it, Mark? You don't have wishes granted.
Wishes granted, yes.
They were nice enough to host us on the boat last night. We really appreciate that. And I know it wasn't about me. It was all about the mermaids. But, hey, 14 years, you learn, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And so as long as I was able to bring the mermaids over, I said, yeah, come on over. We'll have a drink or two, and they'll feed us. And, man, what a beautiful vessel.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's a floating condo. I mean, it's just, it's got everything.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
It's a
I mean, water maker, it's Wi-Fi out in the middle of the ocean, you know, doing your internet stuff and whatever. The staterooms are spectacular. The woodwork, just, it's an amazing, amazing boat.
So, Mark, my question for you is, how did you possibly get wrapped up with Neil Watson? What went wrong? Did he owe you money, or I'm not sure exactly how this came to be, but I'm thankful for it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because he does owe me a significant amount of money. We won't go into that today.
Yeah.
What I wanted to tell, though, which is a unknown story, is that I tried at one point to beat Neil's record.
The depth record.
Yeah, his depth record.
37 feet.
I was down 180
in 1 inch.
I was down 183 feet with Neil at this wall.
Okay.
I turned around to see Neil.
He's what we term in the industry a depth whore.
Yes.
But that's beyond the recreational limits. We don't advise that.
No,
but
I'm not
don't
suggesting.
Try this at home.
Unless you're going with Neil or Slade or Peter.
Where there are no rules.
No,
yeah,
no
exactly.
Rules.
All right, so you were doing this and you thought.
183 feet down. Okay. Turn around. We're right at the wall. It's a 2,000-foot wall. I look over at Neil, and the first place he's taking his tanks off. And the second place is I'm looking at Neil. Unbelievable. He has a very large plastic penis on his nose.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for those of you that have never tried to laugh underwater while you're trying to breathe, it becomes a very difficult moment. So I'm at the wall. I actually start going over the wall because I'm laughing so hard. There's 2,000 feet underneath me. Neil comes rushing over and grabs me, and that was my attempt at his record.
Oh, I got it. So it was intentional.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes,
you got taken by the whole appendage on the nose thing. That's a Neil Watson classic, by the way, as Mermaid Tony found out today.
I was honored because I took a wonderful picture with Neil, and then I turned and look at him, and well, got the same thing.
Same thing.
Yes. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Well, I think that Mermaid Tony might have appreciated it more than I did.
Yes.
Well, we hope so anyway.
Well, she was blushing underwater, which is allowed. Instead of red, it was kind of a flush greenish color because we lose our reds at depth. But it was a good thing, and that's just part of the beauty of diving with the dive god, isn't it?
That's right. You just dive with the dive god, and you never know what might occur.
Exactly. Neil, so I know you got a lot of new chokes. I'm trying to think. There's one joke we might be able to get out in hour two that we'll share with the world. Are you with me on this?
You better clue me in before I start.
we will have safe words, trust me.
All right.
That's coming up in hour two of the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. Live from Bimini, the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, Neil Watson Undersea Adventures location. Stick around, we ain't going anywhere. You guys having fun or what?
Yeah. Happy birthday to us.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.